We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Always enjoyed doing the show on location and really enjoyed doing the show at Twin Peaks.
Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. You can join Crowder tonight after the show. He'll stick around, watch a little basketball tonight. We've got on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Leonard Ellerbe. He is the CEO of Mayweather Promotions. I think we've had him on the show before when we've been out in Vegas.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, for some of the radio rows for the fights out there.
You're talking about clean?
This dude's clean.
Oh, my goodness. Custom suit with the shoes. I love it.
Well, don't miss this Saturday. You've got Wilder, Deontay Wilder, heavyweight world title on the line. It's this Saturday, 9 o'clock on Showtime. You can go to Showtime.com today, by the way, and start your free trial. This is a big one. Deontay Wilder. Crazy man, crazy dude, and Leonard Ellerbe is with us right now. Hello, Leonard.
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing today?
We're all right. How are you?
Oh, great.
What are you wearing? Crowder's always fascinated. I mean, he is.
Bro, every time I see you out in Vegas, Radio Row, you to the T's. You always got your suit on. You got it clean, pressed with the starch. You ever wear just some gym shorts and a T-shirt?
We take great pride in how we present ourselves to the public. You know, we just always want to be on point with everything what we do. We have a big event this Saturday night. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's going to be locked in and tuned in. Deontay Wilder taking on Dominic Brazil, which will be a very, very exciting heavyweight showdown.
Well, now, Wilder, everyone knows, this dude is a knockout king. 41 fights, 40-0 with one draw. Can Brazil beat him?
Anytime you have two guys that weigh over 200 pounds and they both are tremendous punchers, anything can happen in the fight. But when it comes to Deontay Wilder, he has a different kind of punching power. Because he has the kind of punching power that when he hits you, you don't know what hits you. It's like, I don't know what being hit like a freight train is like, but it seems to me that every time he hits guys, they fall out.
Leonard, I love what you're saying there because there's a guy, I'm 35 years old, bro. There's a guy from my youth named Mike Tyson that used to hit like that. I am praying that the heavyweight division comes back. Is this my time? Is Wilder my dude? Anthony Joshua, Brazil? Like, is my heavyweight class about to come back where I can see some knockouts?
Oh, most definitely. And Deontay Wilder, he's shown us all that he's capable of doing. He was behind on the cards in his last fight against Fury, and we saw what happened. There's one thing about a Deontay Wilder fight; it's always full of drama. You're sitting on your edge of the seat, and you don't know what's going to happen. He has such an unorthodox style, but he can knock you out with either hand. And the scary part is he's getting better and better technically each and every fight. That's why he's, in my eyes, he's the best heavyweight out there in the world, and all roads lead to Deontay Wilder.
Leonard Ellerbe is with us, CEO of Mayweather Promotions. And again, Saturday night on Showtime. It is a big fight card. Deontay Wilder looking to stay undefeated and looking to knock somebody out. He always looks angry. Is he angry all the time?
Well, he's in fight mode. I mean, it's almost go time. Again, fighters, that's how most fighters are. They're locked in. You have some fighters who have a quiet approach to when they go getting ready to go take care of the business, and you have some guys who are a lot more vocal. Deontay Wilder, he has tremendous belief in himself and what he's looking to accomplish, and that's what helped him become the great champion that he is. And come this coming Saturday, I think it'll be no different. He's a man on a mission, and he wants to prove to the world that he's the best heavyweight out there in the entire world. And I think that this Saturday night, this fight will be electrifying.
Leonard, everybody knows you. They see you all the time, you know, Mayweather Promotions, like, you know, one of the biggest promotions in the world, pretty much. What is all your job entail? Like, you know about the fighters, their pre-fight mode, their training, but you're also running the business side. Like, what all do you do for Mayweather Promotions?
Everything. I've obviously operating at this level, the highest level, for this very long time. Obviously, you learn a lot. The nuances that come with the sport, you know, from the smallest of things to the biggest, you have a tremendous advantage. And obviously we're in a wonderful situation. We work with a number of great fighters, and these are exciting times for the entire sport.
You know, talking about, you know, being the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, is Floyd Mayweather absolutely done fighting?
Absolutely.
Does that bother you? Like, you're a businessman. You just told us about, you know, being having to do everything for Mayweather Promotions. You're a businessman. Does it drive you crazy that there is so much money on the table and he doesn't want it?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's all about the other things outside of boxing. You know, raising your family and spending time with your loved ones. And, you know, That's what it's about.
And Mayweather, you know, I've seen so many, you know, fighters come up, and, you know, I look at them and they're trying to act like Mayweather. Do you ever have to discourage guys being as close as you are to Floyd, like the guys trying to be the next Mayweather, or like you can look up to a fighter, but you can't be him? Do you have that conversation with young fighters?
Most definitely. I think that each and every fight, it's okay to emulate your style, you know, et cetera, but there's only one Floyd Mayweather. It's out there, you know. I think the fighters have the beneficiary of being able to reach out and ask him questions, you know, whether it's what to work on this, what, you know, how to handle this situation in the ring, you know, all those things that he's been able to. So he's definitely an invaluable asset, you know, when it comes to having a future Hall of Famer right there.
I feel you. And like you're saying, Floyd now, like, he's a Hall of Fame. He's an OG. But a young Floyd, when you first, you know, you first saw Floyd fight, or, you know, Deontay Wilder, you know, before he was 40-0, how long did it take you to see a fighter? How many fights, how many sparring matches do you need to see? And you know he can be a star. You know he can be special.
Well, what happens often is I'm a student of the game, so I spend, you know, all my time doing research. You know, whether it's through the internet, conversations, going to watch these young and up and coming fighters develop. So you know what the entire landscape looks like, you know, early on, whether a guy can fight or not. You know, and sometimes it's hit or miss with certain guys, and sometimes you get lucky enough to be involved with the best ever. You know, in this case, when it came to Floyd Mayweather. You know, but there are so many young, great fighters that are out there who are on the rise, and we have them. Some of them are part of our stable. So one of the young guys out there, his name is Javonte Davis. I think he's the next guy up. You have Earl Spence. There's a number of fighters out there who are outstanding young fighters their careers are moving right along, and they will be future stars of the sport.
Leonard Ellerbe, again, CEO of Mayweather Promotions. I heard some cars honking. Now, it's a different scene in Brooklyn, because this fight Saturday is at the Barclays Center. We've done a bunch of radio rows out in Vegas. How different is it putting on a fight in Brooklyn?
Oh, it's always exciting. I mean, to actually be in the city with the millions and millions of people. It's such a busy, busy time. I love New York. I love coming here, interacting with the fans. You know, the media, everybody. It's always a big event anytime you're in New York. Always a big event.
Well, don't miss Wilder versus Brazil for the heavyweight world title live Saturday, 9 o'clock, only on Showtime. You can go to showtime.com. You can start a free trial today. Leonard, thank you for making time for us. We're looking forward to the fight on Saturday. Put on a heavyweight title fight in Miami once in a while, won't you?
Please.
We've been down there for press tours, et cetera. There's a wonderful market down there in the Miami area. A lot of great fans. We bought a few smaller fights down there. Always looking to come back to different markets.
Well, let's put on a big one. Leonard Ellerbe, CEO, Mayweather Promotions. Again, the fight Saturday night on Showtime. Go to Showtime.com. Get your free trial right now. Thank you, Leonard.
Okay, thank you.
Always enjoy talking fights, and we always enjoy being in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Usually when we're talking fights. Sometimes we have Al Bernstein on, though, so you never know. But, yeah, I like it here at Twin Peaks. There's like a circuit that I don't mind being out of the studio. I don't mind being out of the studio when we're in Vegas.
Gotcha.
I don't mind being out of the studio when we're at Twin Peaks, like gotcha. We are now. And I don't mind being out of the studio when we're at the BB&T Center. I find that to be a nice open and airy location.
Yep.
So there you go. Wilder and Brazil, heavyweight world title this Saturday on Showtime. We'll take a quick break here from Twin Peaks in Davie, and we'll come back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.